All right, welcome back to another episode of As the Drum Turns. I'm Laura Smith here with Jeff Hollingshead. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm really excited to hear about what's going on. We've got some announcements today. We've got some changes in leadership that we'd like to announce. But first of all, Jeff, let me start out by announcing the winner for the March Madness contest.
Let's hear it.
All right. So we have Mr. Zach Fox with IT. Out of all departments, Zach Fox wins the March Madness contest. So congrats to him. And then we had Lee Maxwell come in second. Slow Joe Autry in third place. Scott Hall and Stephen Dygert. So mission accomplished. Stephen Dygert did not win this year. So we can all celebrate.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great job, Zach.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jeff, we have Wild Adventures, Magic Springs that are happening right now. Those are signups. This is going to be the last call for Wild Adventure signups next week, I believe. So if that's something that you're interested in attending, make sure that you reach out and sign up. Reach out to any of us if you have questions, but sign up at your plant. There's a QR code there. Same thing for Magic Springs in Arkansas, which we always have a great time in Arkansas. I love seeing those folks too.
Yep.
So make sure you guys are signing up. Jeff, we have graduation submissions that we do every year. So if you have a kid who is graduating in high school or college, be sure to submit that to us and we'll feature them in the newsletter. We would love to do that. Jeff, tell us a little bit about where you've been this week.
I started off in Amarillo and we closed an acquisition there and we're happy to announce that one, XIT, which was a Summit-owned company that we bought. Yep. It was a sand and gravel pit in Amarillo. So that's going to really help us a lot in that market to be vertically integrated. So we were excited to announce that one. And then John Cheek and I drove to Dallas, Fort mm-hmm. Worth, and we spent a couple of days in Dallas.
Like from here, you drove to Dallas?
Pretty much, it felt like. because it's a five-hour drive from Amarillo to Dallas. But we had plenty of time to bond.
Yep, okay.
Which was exciting. And we were actually on a three-day fast when we were doing all this. Yep. I chickened out. I could only do 2 days.
Yeah.
But we survived and we didn't kill each other.
So yeah.
That was good. Yep. But we got to spend some good time with Brian Genovese, the GM there in DFW. Brian and his team, they're doing a really great job of getting all of the what was the Vulcan assets integrated mm-hmm. into our business. And we had to make so many changes over the course of the last many months just to, you know, right size that business. There's so many locations there in DFW that we have. We have a footprint that is absolutely second to none. So got to spend some time out at the plants. We have a new sales manager there, Nathan, who I'm, you know, very excited about him. I think he's going to do a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. It's always great to catch up with Chris Harbor and all of our DMs, all of our other sales folks. So it was a good trip. I got to meet Super Dave.
Super and, Dave.
Yeah, which you would really enjoy.
Okay.
He is full of life in North Dallas, does Renaissance festivals, the whole nine yards, telling jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my kind of person.
Yeah. Because
I like people who laugh.
Yeah. You love people that laugh and stuff like that. So, yeah, Super Dave's great. He had his stuff together and running a really great plan. And really, you know, all the plants have improved a lot. So, just a great job to all of our DFW folks. And we appreciate the work and efforts and strides that you've made to keep getting better.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, we are incorporating a few things in different areas for our sales teams. We have some customer caps that are headed out to everyone. You should be receiving those soon for our sales GMs. They have a QR code inside of those caps. So if you see somebody that you're on the job, just be sure to point that out. The inside of the little cap has a QR code that goes to our website so they can order concrete.
Very creative. So,
yeah, thank you. And you have some other management changes you'd like to talk about?
When we had the opportunity to promote Jason Mitchell as the new Central Division President, we moved Tyler Vernon into the new Middle Tennessee GM spot. So he's kind of covering the northern Middle Tennessee, and then Joe Autry's heading up the southern Middle Tennessee. So excited to have him in that new role, and mm-hmm. know he's going to do a great job there. We also have a lot of other announcements. So Dean Youngblood will take over. Dean's been with us for a long time, but he will take over for that southern Georgia and southern Alabama region. So excited to have Dean in that role. I know he'll do a great job, and obviously he's stepping into some pretty big shoes there with David. But Dean, mm-hmm. Dean will do good. So I'm excited to announce him in that role. We've created two new regions as well. So we now have, we split off the Gulf Coast region a little bit and kind of put Pensacola in its own region. And Justin Busby will head up as the new GM over that region, those plants mm-hmm. on the on the western side of the Gulf Coast. So excited to have him there. We've got Mark Spraggs is going to take over in western Kentucky, that region. Josh is in the military, and he's going to have to go serve for a little mm-hmm. while, up to a year. He's going to be deployed. So Mark will step into that role while Josh is out serving the country. So certainly wish him well. And then we created another region, the North Central Florida region, and Brandon Bishop will take over that role. Brandon has been with us for a few months now and has done a really, really great job in operations and sales. So he'll take over as the North Central Florida region. So excited to announce all of those changes, all of those individuals. I know mm-hmm. we'll do a phenomenal job, and congratulations to each of them.
That's right. Congrats. Jeff, talk to us a little bit about what's on your mind today.
Well, before I kind of dive into that, I want to mention, you know, the weather, hours and stuff like that. We've had I've received a lot of inbounds and questions about what we do and how we do and all of the above. I mean, ultimately we try our best to try to get folks hours when we are dealing with inclement weather. Weather has been just abysmal, honestly, since January. You know, January was terrible. February was a better month. March, we dealt with pockets of bad weather. And then the mm-hmm. start of April has just been wet.
I mean,
I look today, it's raining from Michigan to Florida today. So I know it's challenging. You know, it's challenging for us. It's challenging for our operators. And, you know, I do feel like as you know, when the sun starts shining, we'll get busy and get folks back to work and kind of put this in the rearview mirror. But this has just been it's been a tough season, and so we're going to do our best to try to get folks hours where we can and keep you know trying to build a great company. And obviously, we can't do it without each and every one of you. You know, I will remind you, we've got you know a lot of options out there for you through our employee loan program, through our PTO days, and there's some options there for you too, but I know that it's just a challenge and we're dealing with it just like a lot of our folks are. So,
and a lot of construction people in that field, they're we're all dealing with it together.
No question. You know, I speak to vendors all the time, and I spoke to one today actually, and everybody's saying the same thing. I mean, there's a lot of work, a lot of backlog in many areas across the country. But we just need the sun to shine.
No, we just need it to dry up.
Need to dry up.
Ready to go.
And we'll be ready to rock and roll. I mean, the other thing, too, I will make mention, too, is the fact that the economy is softening some. I mean, it's not what it was during COVID. It's not what it was during material shortages. But that does not mean that it's not going to be okay. I think we're going to continue to become a great company and be busy. There's pockets where it's really busy, and there's pockets where it's slowing down a little bit. But all of that to say that at SRM, we control what we control, right? We control the way that we interact with customers, the way we interact with one another, the way mm-hmm. that we follow those five principles. Right now, a lot of reviews have gotten done or are in the middle of being done. So those are all areas where we can look at and continue to improve. You know, if you're a 3-star operator, you know, you got to keep improving, get to a 4 or 5-star. If you're a 4-star, seek after a 5-star. If you're a 5-star, you know, keep rocking and rolling. So We're going to keep looking to get better as an organization. We're always looking for ways to get better too. And you know, if anybody has any questions, they're always free to mm-hmm. to reach out.
Yeah.
You know, reach out to your GM, reach out to division president, talk to HR. But we're going to work through and hopefully to dry up.
Mm-hmm.
Last week I spoke about TPS, the Toyota Production System, and I said I would make a mention of it a little bit more this week, and I'd like to, but one of the big things, according to one of the folks that invented this whole process that I spoke about last week, his name was T. Ono.
Yeah.
he was a thought leader in respect to TPS. And he says there are 7 sources of waste.
Don't laugh. No, I'm trying not. It's not you. It's not you. You did great.
He said there are 7 sources of waste. And he refers to this, and I'm assuming it's a Japanese term, and I hopefully I'm pronouncing it right, as Muda, M-U-D-A. But these seven things are overproduction, waiting, transport, overprocessing, inventory, rework, and motion. And there are certain things, overprocessing, obviously that doesn't relate to us in the concrete business. Inventory for us is not a big deal because we typically don't have too much inventory just because of the way that we process it so quickly and our raw materials that we use in the plants. But there are certain things here that certainly do line up with what we're trying to do. One of those is waiting. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't wait. We got to get trucks loaded. We spent a lot of time speaking about this in Dallas, where guys are waiting to load the truck. Well, we're waiting to get to 0 minutes on the batch load screen. Well, don't do that. 15 minutes, load the truck. If it's 15 minutes early or less, don't worry about it. Load the truck. Get it loaded. Get it off the yard. You know, if you're sitting there, you got truck setting, and you can help other plants, pick up the phone, help other plants. If you are a dispatcher and you are not stacking tickets in your batch panel, you are not doing your job properly. You have to stack tickets. If you got one truck coming in at a time, not as big a deal. But if you're in the morning and you're trying to, you know, bang out volume, you got to stack tickets in the panel. And as soon as you're done loading a truck, you have to hit start on the next load, even though that truck has not pulled out. What are you doing? You're dropping aggregates in the scale. You're dropping cement in the overhead scale. And you're preparing for the next truck to pull under. As soon as the next truck pulls under, you've hit start as soon as he wound up. You say, well, what does that matter? Well, we spoke about it last week. If we save 1 minute throughout our system each day, that's 8.5 hours that we save, just 1 minute. You can save, you know, an hour by just doing that at each plant, by just stacking tickets and loading trucks and doing that as fast as you can and eliminating wait time. So that's just one example of waiting as it relates to a batch man or a plant manager. But when you start looking at your processes and the way people are at your plants, if you have trucks backed up behind the plant or behind where we're loading trucks, then that tells you where your bottleneck is. The bottleneck is you. The bottleneck is the plant. So if you've constantly got trucks stacked up and it, before they get loaded, that means you're the bottleneck and you've got to work to improve whatever it is that's broken. Maybe it's plants loading too slow. Maybe our order of operation and the way that we load materials is not right. Maybe something's wrong with the batch panel, whatever it is, but we got to fix it. We got to fix it in a hurry. If it's not stacking up behind the load point and it's stacking up at the washdown, then we know what the problem is there. You know, maybe we're not loading trucks clean enough to get operators off the yard. Maybe we're not communicating with operators the expectation, but there is no reason why we would ever have more than one operator at a time on a washdown rack. You know, as soon as the truck behind them is loaded, that person that's on the wash rack should be pulling off the rack. The only time there could ever be two is if we're loading two at a time at a double banger plant. You know, so all of this stuff is common sense. It's being efficient. It's being effective, but it's things that we need to pay attention to. We got to look at things. Where do we get our water? You know, how do we fill up our tanks? How do we put fiber in the truck? How efficiently do we get under the hull? All these things are things that if we all look at together, we can get a little bit better. And the more waiting time that we cut out of our system, the better off we are. Another point that he brings up is transport. You know, that's super important too. What's the routes that we take? If you're an operator, mm-hmm. being efficient with your route, going and coming as efficiently and as effectively as possible is critical as well. So make sure that we're hauling a perishable item. Let's transport it in a way that's efficient and effective so we can get better on that front. Another thing he says is one of the big points is rework. You know, in automotive quality is absolutely critical and wastes a lot of time if you have to do a lot of rework. How does that relate to us? You know, if we have quality problems, that's a lot of rework. You know, it's a lot of time and effort that goes and really hurts our entire system. If we could get in front of it, we could fix it. And so, well, what does that mean? It means the plant manager paying attention to what he's loading on the screen, not just hitting start, but paying attention how materials are loading up, the way that we're loading that truck. It's making sure operators know that if they're carrying too much water, dumping it before they get loaded if they need to. Otherwise, get out of the hole, get loaded. You know, it's the operator checking his load before he gets out of the job site. It's the operator, you know, verifying on tickets before he leaves the curb or getting signed. That's rework if we go damage something and we don't have a damage waiver signed. It's rework if we get out there and we add 100 gallons, but we don't know it, and our brakes are bad, and it costs the company money. All these things are definitions of rework, and we can get better. Lastly is motion. You know, thinking about every move. There was a guy that worked for us out of Smyrna, Chuck Purnell. He passed away. And he was a guy that's been with us for a long time, an excellent operator. And I've shared this story a long time ago, but I'll share it here quickly. I was trying to lap Chuck on a job on Anvil Road. I never forget in Smyrna. And I was the truck loaded. I had already lapped a couple guys. And I was getting loaded out of our Nissan plant and going to this job site. And Chuck was the guy in front of me. And, you know, no one should do this, but I was getting loaded. I wasn't checking my load. I was going straight to the job site. I was pouring out. I wasn't washing down. And I was still, you know, just pouring out and going. And Chuck was washing down every load. You know, he was washing down. And I could never lap Chuck, even though I was cutting corners. I couldn't lap him. So we get through that. I was just trying to keep up with the guy. And I got to the end of the night, and then it was kind of all through the night. The next morning, I said, Chuck, so man, I ain't gonna lie, I was trying to lap you all night. He said, I know what you were doing. I said, but I don't know how I didn't lap you. He said, because you're a rookie and you don't know what you're doing. I said, well, what's the secret? He said, the secret is you make every move count. Mm-hmm. He said, the way I place my chutes when I go wash down, the way that I pour into a job site, we were doing a laser screed job in a warehouse. The way when I flip my chutes and the amount of chutes that I put on or don't put on in that case, the slump that he hauled, where he positioned his truck, he thought about all of that. And he was trying to, he became the most efficient version of himself. You're a mini factory, you know, if you're an operator. And he viewed it that way. So when he washed down, he realized that if he turned the degree of his chutes a certain way, it didn't splatter all over other parts of the truck. He could wash down more effective. Chuck was an excellent operator, kept an immaculate truck, hauled a ton of concrete, and he did it at being super efficient. So there's always ways to improve, and those little incremental changes make all the difference, and we can eliminate those non-value added activities.
I love that. Make every move count. I mean, that's something that we can apply to every aspect of in every department, every role here at SRM. That would be effective. Well, Jeff, it is time to announce the go-getter of the week. Are you ready?
Awesome. Let's
okay.
do it.
All right. So we have Mr. Dennis Hamilton, the area fleet manager in East Tennessee, North Alabama, and Georgia. Dennis is our go-to guy and a great leader. He's a hard worker and willing to help anyone who calls. He goes above and beyond his job title and does what it takes to get the job done, whether it's on a truck or on a batch plant. Dennis has a great attitude and elevates his coworkers. He is truly an expert at what he does and is worthy of the Go-Getter Award. So thank you so much to Dennis Hamilton.
Yeah, great job, Dennis. We appreciate you.
If you would like to nominate a fellow coworker, you can do that on the SRM 360 app or in our newsletter every week. So everyone, we hope you have a wonderful week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.